I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Spirit tried to merge with JetBlue. The Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg administration and DOJ tanked that deal. Immediately after that, they filed for bankruptcy. They were having financial problems. Martha, they filed for bankruptcy again last year. They were bleeding money. And so this was in the works for some time. They were going to have to liquidate. And so, again, I'm proud of the American airlines that have stepped up to take care of the passengers of Spirit, making sure they can get home. The employees of Spirit have special access to apply for jobs with other American airlines. So again, I've stepped in, worked with the CEOs, and again, this could have been chaotic. And under this administration, President Trump's leadership, there isn't chaos. There is actually a unified American approach to helping passengers and employees of Spirit navigate this crisis.
That is the statement from Transportation Secretary Duffy as to what happened with the demise of Spirit Airlines. There is a blame game going on. Let's be very upfront about that. But which story is to be believed? Now, you could say on a partisan basis, oh, I think the Dems are responsible for how they shot down the effort by JetBlue to take over Spirit Airlines and merge with them previously. And that is a fact that can't be denied. Now, whether or not that led to it directly, well, we'll get into. The other part being that some are saying, well, Trump has caused it to happen because of what he's doing with Iran, and there's no oil and gas available. How much Spirit Airline fuel you think comes from Iran? Come on, give me a break. I had told you previously, while we're talking about how prices on fuel will go up, you had to keep in mind that will be the same for aviation fuel. But your bigger price increases will come for trips across the Atlantic or Pacific because they're needing to rely on other oil. If you're flying inside the continental U.S., you're probably not going to be facing that much of a hike. You might still, don't get me wrong, but they're going to try to say everything that's going wrong now has to be Trump's issue. Spirit Airlines was a low-cost headlining airline, I should say, based out of Florida, the Miami metropolitan area. But even Axios is pointing out there's a blame game going on, and it's very strong. We'll get into that as we move forward. And not only that, but how the blue leftists are destroying blue cities, blue enterprises, I should say, blue states where free enterprise is trying to remain strong. They're destroying it. They don't care. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, where you get every day, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m., news, analysis, commentary, and education. I can't stress that enough to you, because we want to make sure every program, when you walk away from it, you leave with more information than you had when we began. That is part of our effort each and every time. And, of course, reminding you that if you miss any part of any program, you can always go to our podcast, posted at NewsTalkSTL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And when we're on the air, like right now you can go to News Talk STL Rumble, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Larry Connors USA Facebook, and watch the program. Hey, hey, welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us. Do want to take a moment to remind you of something coming up. Now, you might think, oh, this is a long ways away, Larry. Well, have you realized how fast this year is flying by? News Talk STL, along with the Hammond Institute and Lindenwood University, we're going to help host the St. Charles County Executive Debate. That is going to be on the campus Tuesday, June 2nd. Wow, that is a long time away. You tell me that in a few days, it'll be right on top of you. You want to take part? No cost. If you decide the last minute to come, go ahead and try, but it's probably best that you kind of pre-register, let them know you're going to be there so they have plenty of space. The three polling candidates of the St. Charles County Executive Race, Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 o'clock at Lindenwood University. It will be carried live right here, which means on that date, Larry Connors USA will air only 1 hour. But you'll get to listen to the debate between the current county executive, Steve Allman, debating challengers, former Missouri State Senator Bill Eigel, and Jason Law, former mayor of Lake St. Louis and current lieutenant colonel with the St. Louis County Police Department. Jamie Allman will be the moderator. He'll also include panelists from Newstalk STL, Mike Ferguson of The Morning Show, Susie Moore, also of The Morning Show, and assistant managing editor of Red State, that's also part of her title, and Dan Fox, managing editor of Mid-Rivers News Magazine. Put it on your calendar, June 2nd. If you can be there, do so. If you can't, plan to listen to it right here on Newstalk STL. So let's look at what some of the blue cities and states are how they're dealing with their administrations that are trying to destroy free enterprise. They don't like free enterprise. They do not, unless it's something that's going to line their pocket. Which brings us also to the Seattle story once, I'm sorry, the Spirit story again. Trump administration, I'm reading from Axios, left-leaning publication, but it is correct when it states that the Trump administration is blaming former President Biden. His Justice Department did block JetBlue from buying Spirit for $3.8 billion. Now, that's a fact. But then they also say Spirit is telling the White House, look in the mirror, your insolvency was sparked by an Iranian war causing jet fuel prices to spike. No, it did not. You're making that up. You show me how blocking fuel from Iran directly affected Spirit in the nation here. Maybe they'd have to cut transcontinental flights, assuming they had some. I don't know if they did or not. But we had 17,000 people lose their jobs. And, of course, thousands of passengers got stranded. But Axios has to admit, they can't deny this. Trump has a legitimate argument. And so does Spirit, they claim. But they want you to believe that jet fuel prices were the straw that broke Spirit's back. Maybe it's just poor management of Spirit. But the other issue is that you cannot deny that if the JetBlue merger had taken place, it might have saved Spirit, but we can't guarantee that. But what we had at that point is members of Congress voting against any effort for such a merger. Led in part by Elizabeth Warren and others. Of course, they want to wash their hands of anything they had to bring about the demise of Spirit Airlines. And I want you to keep in mind something. Every time something like this happens, say to an airline, you got all the people that work the counter, you got all those that work the luggage and the baggage for that particular airline, you've got the fast food places inside the airport, they're going to see a drop in customers and money. You got other ancillary businesses outside that would be supplying various things that Spirit was using. It's a massive ripple effect. I would like someone to tell me, if you can, that the jet fuel prices broke Spirit's back. Yes, prices are up in the U.S. as well. But the only reason they can make that argument or will try to do it is because Trump has put a blockade in place to prevent any more oil leaving Iran and in turn money going back to Iran. And Trump has said, we are going to enforce that blockade. We invite other nations to step forward, and not one of them, not one, has stepped forward to do so. And then you get this indifference of the left. They don't care if they destroy a city and a company, because that gets them to what their end goal is. You must rely on the government. Come stand in line. I don't want to do that. And they want to destroy free enterprise. Take example for what the Seattle mayor did the other day when she is Katie Wilson. Basically, could care less if Starbucks lost or left her state.
I think the claims that millionaires are going to leave our state are like super overblown. And if, you know, the ones that leave, like, bye.
That's the mayor of Seattle laughing at the idea that some of Washington's wealthiest residents will leave the state once the new millionaire tax takes effect. Let's bring in Rastigar Capital CEO Ari Rastigar. Ari, welcome.
Hey, good to see you, buddy.
So Seattle's mayor thinks it's pretty funny millionaires are leaving her blue state over taxation. Is that a laughing matter, Ari?
Well, I wouldn't want to test the theory by waving goodbye to the biggest taxpayers necessarily. So whether she's right or wrong doesn't seem like the best way to test it.
No, it's not. So 9 days after winning Seattle's November mayoral election, she joined the Starbucks baristas on a picket line, pledged to boycott the coffee conglomerate until the union got what it wanted, more money. And then the board decided to make a move, moving the headquarters to Nashville, Tennessee, 2,000 jobs away from the Seattle area. They also noted with the tax on the horizon, the former Starbucks CEO announced that he and his wife are leaving Seattle for Miami, Florida, which has no state income tax. Missouri legislators, are you listening? No state income tax will bring you more money in the end. And by the way, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger, another blue lefty, is talking about imposing taxes on services like gym memberships, dog grooming, because they got to have more money, especially if they're chasing people out of their states. More taxes. That is always their solution. I'm going to flash back in time when CNN and Jake Tapper was on with Stephen Colbert saying, we were attacked by Russia. Come again?
There's obviously a big move to undermine the Mueller investigation, and we see it all the time with all...
The witch hunt.
The witch hunt.
The hoax.
Big hoax.
All hoax, yeah. Yeah.
There's obviously a, you know, and this is something, you get wrapped up in the politics of it all, but here's the bottom line. The United States was attacked. The United States was attacked by Russia. Now, it wasn't like Pearl Harbor. It was a cyber attack, and it was a disinformation campaign. But we were attacked, and there is this investigation to find out what happened. Now, part of the investigation has to do with Donald Trump and whether or not anybody in his orbit cooperated. But there's this other larger investigation about what happened and how can we prevent it from happening again. And there are a whole bunch of people in Washington who are trying to prevent the investigation from going forward. Imagine if somebody tried to prevent the investigation into how Pearl Harbor happened from going forward. You would say that that person is not being patriotic. It's obvious that people are doing things to protect President Trump and to protect the politics of this all. But this is beyond the politics of it all. It has to do with a sovereign nation being attacked by Russia. The idea that there are people in Washington trying to undermine it, trying to stop it. They don't want the truth to come out about this, about an attack on the United States. Just blows my mind every time I think about it.
I'll tell you what blows my mind, you even opening your mouth. That was 2018, Jake Tapper on Stephen Colbert saying we were attacked by Russia in 2016, and he questioned the patriotism of anyone who called it a hoax. The same thing about if you question the Russian collusion story. That was a hoax. If you say that, you're not patriotic. And then Colbert actually predicted something that you put this prediction in contrast to his statement you just heard. It tells you the guy is a wacko.
President Trump, at the very least, is not going to be president from January 2025 on. He's going to go. There is a whole, I mean, a lot of these people, like, they're going to want to continue to have careers and lives. And we spend years, like, undermining your reputation, your dignity, the fact that you even care about the truth. I don't understand what the end game is for these people. How can you call an investigation into a Russian attack on the United States a witch hunt and still think that people are going to take you seriously? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's weird, as you point out. It's odd.
It is weird. And how am I supposed to take you, Jake Tapper, seriously when you stated Trump will not be in office by January of 2025. Let me count the calendar days here. What year is this? 2026. Jake Tapper, you said it. The words are stated. They're locked down. You can go back and try to change your analogy. You can try to reframe it. But we all know what you're doing. You were lying then. You were lying every step about the Russian hoax. You built your program on a daily basis that Trump was involved with Russia in one either winning the election and or trying to take over our country. And he dares call you unpatriotic? Jake Tapper. Unhinged. Don't expect to hear any specific details of credibility. Credibility, they don't understand. They're the kind of folks who try crazy glue to put a building together and think it would hold up. Not very likely. Coming up, as you know, the other day, the Southern Poverty Law Center got hit with charges. How they've been shaking people down for money, lying to donors, and actually helping the enemies they're supposedly fighting against? Let's take a closer look at that. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. MeguiarMoving.com. John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love is. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. We're what deep in love. Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So what they're doing, I mean, this is fraud. This is just exactly what fraudsters do. I'm going to fix the problem. I will fix the problem. But because there isn't enough racism in the United States, because conservatives and Republicans don't believe that way, they had to fabricate their own racism so that they can turn around, raise money on it, ostensibly to fight it. That's why this is such a huge fraud case. It isn't just about that they're saying, you know, the fraud is that they're creating the very problem that they're claiming to solve. They're the ones creating the racism. They're the ones funding the KKK. They're the ones funding the Unite the Right rally. They're the ones that are funding these so-called radicals, but it's all SPLC.
That is Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hagman. She is talking about the charges that were issued the other day by the Department of Justice, federal indictment against the Southern Poverty Law Center in Alabama, alleging financial crimes related to its former programs. 11-count indictment. Her point being made, and let me drill down on it for you. The Southern Poverty Law Center, when originally established, was definitely trying to help minority groups get voting rights and everything else, which they had been denied under Jim Crow laws and everything else. But then they began to realize, we pretty much have wiped out the KKK. Where are they anymore? They're not to be found. Oh, you still have some far-right idiots out there. Yep, you got them. But there's not enough. We need a boogeyman to fight. So the Southern Poverty Law Center was taking money that was being donated to it to fight against racism, discrimination, and turning around and giving it to the very people who were intent on carrying out racism, discrimination, and everything else. And trying to see and show the public, they're still alive. They're still alive. We need more money. We need more money. This is like Al Gore and his nonsensical approach to solving and saving the globe. The earth is warming. We're going to have more money or we're going to die by X year. And we passed X year and then some. Oh, but we still need more money. Now the earth is cooling. We got to save the earth again. Send more money. Lay your hand up on the TV and I'll bless you if you also send money. The 11-count indictment against the Southern Poverty Law Center. 6 wire fraud counts, claiming that they clearly misled donors regarding how they were going to use funding. In other words, again, taking the money and giving it to the enemies they're supposedly fighting against. Bank fraud, 4 different counts, setting up shell accounts under fake business names like Tech Writers Group, Rare Books Warehouse, all to funnel money to informants inside some of these organizations they're trying to destroy. And the informants inside those organizations, they knew where the money was coming from. They're more than glad to take it and skim it off the top and put money back out to get their followers to get out and cause noise and mayhem and show that, yes, the Southern Poverty Law Center is going to need more money to quiet us. One count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Prosecutors claim the Southern Poverty Law Center paid more than $3 million to at least eight informants between 2014 and 2023, some of those as named in the indictment, leaders in groups like the KKK. Why? Folks that donated to Southern Poverty Law Center, they didn't send a check to the KKK. They did not want their money going to the KKK. But by going to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they in fact funded the Ku Klux Klan. And I've yet to hear a Democrat, one, come out and denounce this. Have I missed it? Have I just not heard it? What Democrat has come out and railed against this and called out the Southern Poverty Law Center for such a sham? Now, whether or not it rises to the level of a federal crime, I'm not going to get into. But if I had sent money, and if Democrats that were all in trying to gather more money for the Southern Poverty Law Center, and now you find out some of it was going to the very groups you wanted to see wiped out, the KKK, why the hell are you not demanding answers? I don't see a single Democrat standing up doing that. The rats will abandon the boat that keep this up. The indictment does highlight a contentious period where critics accuse the Southern Poverty Law Center of targeting conservative groups. They did that as well. But when you're giving money to a hate group, wanting them to have a life and opportunity to carry on their hate, that is not what the donors thought they were getting for their money, not what they thought they were supporting. That is clear fraud. And yet there's not a single Democrat. Hakeem Jeffries, where the hell are you? Jasmine Crockett, Ilhan Omar. Oh, yeah, you got your own problems, I know. Why are you guys not coming forward demanding accountability from the Southern Poverty Law Center? Crickets. Crickets. I want to leave you a transcript of a voicemail left for an unnamed member of Congress. A voicemail left last year, April in 2025. Here's the voicemail. Sir, I have a calling this morning because I want you to imagine a scenario. I want you to imagine a scenario where all of the 1,200 billionaires in this country, all of their properties are surrounded simultaneously by 1,000 people. So imagine your house, your daughter's house, everyone you know and love who is also rich. Imagine every single one of those homes surrounded by 1,000 people. Then imagine all of them getting a text and then suddenly taking out their pocket knives, walking towards your house with 10. You got your 10 guards or whatever against 1,000 people. When they come and pull you out of your house, they slit your throat. They slit your daughter's throat. They slit everyone's throat. That, you know, sir, that is the future. You will not escape this wrath. This was posted by a Pennsylvania man who has now been, prior to that, had declared that he was running for U.S. Senate as a Democrat in the Western District of Pennsylvania. Raymond Chandler III, now charged with influencing, impeding, retaliating against a federal official, threatening a family member, and by threatening a federal official and so forth. Graphic death threats made against a sitting member of Congress. Chandler hopes to unseat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. Fetterman's a Democrat, but he's called for more common sense and acceptance of the law instead of something like this? Well, they finally decided to arrest Chandler. They did it 3 days ago, coming less than a week after that armed gunman tried to rush the ballroom at the Washington Hilton. Apparently, he had sent another message January 12th of this year, again accused of calling that member of Congress, saying that, quote, violence has become necessary, and communicating his intent to organize armed resistance against ICE and identified those who deserve death to include President Trump. These are the wackos that exist in our country, and the left continues to feed them, encourage them, but then deny any involvement with them. Your rhetoric is encouraging this kind of crap. This is a more legitimate charge than Comey finding the seashells. North Carolina prosecutor said, we're not going to let him have any allowance whatsoever. We're going to go after him full-hearted because we believe that the seashells and then transmitting it were a threat against the president. I told you the other day, and I stand by it, I don't think that case has that much merit. It's getting attention. But this case, this should be front and center. And a guy that's running for U.S. Senate making those kinds of statements, and we know there are members inside Congress right now who would privately applaud and echo some of his remarks. Do I need to name them for you? I think you're smart enough to start naming some on your own. You don't need me. So how are we doing in the war against Iran that is in pause right now? Maybe resetting the clock on the 60-day rule for the president. Senator John Kennedy has an interesting perspective. You don't want to miss it.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Now, I don't know if I can put it this way on TV, but I'm going to do it. The president has Iran by the yin yang. The only source of revenue that Iran has is the sale of oil, and they can't sell a drop. And they have to continue producing, because if they shut down their wells, as they may have to, because of the low pressure, they'll never get them started again. And I think another 2 to 3 weeks of this blockade, I think the Supreme Leader and the Revolutionary Guard, they're going to have an epiphany and be born again. I'm just saying that everybody in the press is saying, well, we have to take in their fissile material before we can have a victory, or that those that are saying there has to be a regime change before we have a victory. I don't think that's accurate. I think we've won.
I think we've won. The words of Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. And yet, there's still going to be tension and gunfire and missile fire and drone strikes. The U.S. has targeted several of the fast boats they found in the strait, making sure they're down. In fact, blew up 6 of the Iranian boats. Iran tried to attack U.S. Navy ships. According to the headline just from CNN, U.S. and Iranian militaries trade shots as Strait of Hormuz tensions escalate. Yeah, the situation's escalating. Clashing events. Earlier, U.S.-flagged vessels did pass through the strait, but the Iranian Revolutionary Guard rejected that statement as baseless, saying it did not. And in Lebanon, Israel issued a fresh evacuation order for villages in southern Lebanon because they're going to go in and wipe out more of the Hezbollah, which is, of course, funded by Iran. And if they're not getting the money to fund the Hezbollah, are there other rebels they have, the Houthi rebels and others, then they're going to have to walk away from it. Iran did fire missile and drones at the United Arab Emirates. And, of course, they're being condemned for doing that. But the U.S. military downing Iranian boats that were harassing our ships or trying to blockade, or I should say trying to attack and threaten other ships going through the strait. 6 of these small boats blown apart at the bottom of the Strait of Hormuz. In fact, the CENTCOM commander, Brad Cooper, said Iran historically has deployed between 20 and 40 small boats while harassing vessels in the strait. And we decided enough of that, we're going to start taking them out. Good. Good. By the way, President Trump is also asking South Korea, join in our Project Freedom to get trade vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. He said Iran is now taking shots at an unrelated nations with respect to the ship movement that includes a South Korean cargo ship. Perhaps it's time for South Korea to come and join the mission. He's also made it very clear, and I'm going to quote it directly because I don't want this. This is one of those phrases you don't want to misquote in any way. The president emphasizing the U.S. military buildup in the region does continue. He said, and I'm quoting, "We have more weapons and ammunition at a much higher grade than we had before. We have the best equipment. We have stuff all over the world. We have these bases all over the world. They're all stocked up with equipment. We can use all of that stuff, and we will if we need it." And then said, "Iran faces being, quote, blown off the face of the earth if they attack U.S. vessels carrying out Project Freedom." Project Freedom is where we're using our naval ships to escort various merchant ships through the strait, see they get safely through. And according to CENTCOM, at least two U.S. flagships have passed through the strait. Iran denies that, so we're going to have a battle back and forth over words. But the forces assembled by the U.S. now are not just going to blockade the strait. They're going to allow specific boats passage. If they know they're not going to Iran or leaving Iran with oil, they will be given escorts by our U.S. Navy. That is going to put those folks in danger. I want you to keep that in mind. But otherwise, we just shut everything down. There are other nations that depend on not just oil from Iran, because we're not going to let that come out, but other goods from that region. And they want goods to go into the region, not to Iran. And in the meantime, Iran has already decided any cargo ships that come through, you're going to have to pay a toll. Right. I'm going to pay you a damn dime. And Trump is basically enforcing that, standing up for these other countries. But where are they? They're missing in action. And they can't really explain why. And then when Trump decides the other day, we're going to start reducing our forces, pulling some of our U.S. troops out of the bases across Europe. Germany, Italy, France, England. If you're not going to be helping us keep the Strait of Hormuz open for commercial shipping and making sure that Iranian oil does not leave and Iranian money does not arrive, if you're not going to help us, then we're going to pull troops out of your region. We're there with those bases as part of the NATO agreement. And once again, Trump is negotiating the deal. And the leaders of those other countries are suddenly hair on fire. What do we do if he takes these troops out? We'd be threatened by other forces. See, they want it both ways. They want us there to defend them, but they will not step up and carry their load. It has been that way forever with NATO and the UN. Trump is resetting the stage. Good. In the meantime, I want you to keep something in mind. The midterms coming up, do not get careless with this and think, oh, it's not that big of a deal and we're not going to see the left win control of the House. I'd like to tell you they're not, but I want assurances. And the way we assure that is that you make sure you and those of like mind vote. Because if Trump loses control of the House, I don't care what he gets through the Senate, it's dead in the water. That would truly be a lame duck president. With everything he's been doing for our nation, do not stop now. Go as hard as you can the last 2 years of his term. But if the left gets in control, one of the things they will do, well, just listen to Texas Congressman Green.
Hello, everyone. I'm here at the Supreme Court again, and I want people to know that this decision in Louisiana versus Calais cannot go unnoticed. President Trump has stacked the court, and the only way we can deal with a stacked court is to unstack the court. we may have to add additional justices to the Supreme Court so that people of color can get justice in the United States of America.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to stack the court. They're making it clear. That's Al Green of Texas, a Democrat, saying we've got to stack the court because of the Louisiana ruling the other day. Briefly again on the Louisiana ruling. The high court by 6-3 decision, and yes, you can say, well, that was a conservative against the liberals. It does fall down that line, but it also falls down the line of you cannot gerrymander a district to set particular votes in action and deny others. If it had gone the other way, if the state of Louisiana gerrymandered districts in the way that no Democrat would have a chance to win in any congressional district, do you not think there would be noise over that? And I would be one of those complaining as well. That's not fairness to the voters of Louisiana. Well, what they did is gerrymander based on race. Every state gets a number of representatives in the House based on the last census population. And I think the current number for each congressional district is somewhere around 800,000. That's more than some states even have when you get up to Wyoming and Utah. That's why they don't have much representation. But they did it strictly on race. And they want to complain that the Supreme Court did this. We got to go in and restack the Supreme Court. That is exactly what they'll try to do. And Donna Brazile, former political activist, advisor for the left, saying when it came down to that decision by the high court, Donna Brazile stating, this is a betrayal. It's a betrayal of black citizens who believed after 1965 they could get a seat at the table, have fair representation. A betrayal of the Constitution. I believe this notion that you can have partisan gerrymandering, but not racial gerrymandering. That seems contradictory. You can't have gerrymandering, purposely trying to carve out districts that would be safe districts for one party or the other. And you certainly cannot do it simply based on race. And she claims again, it's a betrayal of black citizens. And then you get this legislation that surfaced last week. We've had so much going on, you might not have seen it. So let me put it in front of you. It is the Unhoused Persons of Bills Rights. Unhoused. That means homeless. But they don't put it in that way. Unhoused Persons of Bill of Rights. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib introducing that legislation to expand rights for the homeless and overhaul how the government treats Americans living on the streets. If passed, it would include freedom of movement for homeless people in public spaces, health care, panhandling. Under her resolution, the homeless would have the right, and I'm quoting, the right to uninhibited access to public parks, transportation, facilities, sidewalks, buildings, restrooms, and other spaces. Meaning they could go and set up camp in a business, a city hall area. And they would also be given the right to internet access. The resolution she proposed is non-binding, so it doesn't carry the force of law, but it gives you an indication of what the left would be doing and giving them protections against banishment from private property, such as if they decide to go and take over a McDonald's or a movie theater or a shopping mall, you can't throw them out. Nowhere in here, and I'm looking through this resolution, no one in here, when she talks about we want to end unhoused crisis by 2029, nowhere in here do I see Rashida Tlaib offering her home even her garage to house some of the homeless. I don't know of any leftist that's doing that. Bernie Sanders, you got two homes. Certainly you can't live in both at the same time. Why don't you give one of those homes up to the homeless? But Tlaib states, having access to a safe place to live is a human right. This resolution, by the way, you might recall, was first introduced by former, and I'm so glad to say, former Congresswoman Cori Bush. By the way, she's mounting a comeback to try to reclaim her St. Louis-based House seat in the November midterm elections. And I guess that's why Wesley Bell, who ended up replacing her, sent out notice the other day as an alert and a call to impeach Trump. Wesley Bell would be considered a moderate next to Cori Bush. But I think he's realized, I can't just stand here. I've got to go that extra mile. So he is now trying to get folks to stand together to impeach President Trump. I've met Wesley Bell a few times. I like him, don't like his politics in general, but certainly favor them over Cori Bush. Thought he would be a great representative for that district. But he's selling out to the far, far left. If he doesn't, he'll be hijacked. We'll be back here again tomorrow for you, beginning at 6. Please join us. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.